This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's already an amazing week. In the new year, 2019, it's an amazing year already. And here's what you have to look forward to. You have to look forward to vindication, because it will come for you, conservatives, this year. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I don't tell you this. I, Kevin Jackson, the host of this show, does not tell you this. Or do, is it does? I do not. I do not tell you this because I'm trying to just get you, you know, wrongfully excited. You can be excited about this year. We talked the other day about this FBI thing. The New York Times trying to exonerate the FBI with this piece. And it turns out they prove everything we've been talking about. And the cake is about to hit the fan. Oh, yeah. That's a good thing. I don't say want to say we'll be vindicated. We will be. It will be shown that we are have been true. You know, we knew what was going to happen. So look forward to that. Laura Loomer, friend of mine. Laura, this whole wall controversy and the shutdown, which we are forced to talk about. But Laura jumped Nancy Pelosi's fence, and she had a bunch of Guatemalan illegals. Man, if she'd only had a Guatemalan midget, I swear, I would have flown out there to meet up with her. Laura and I are pretty good friends. So she had these migrants carrying around a sign that said immoral or immorality or something, then jumped Pelosi's fence and beat on the door. Now, of course, Pelosi's not there. I think she's partying in Puerto Rico. And she's probably gambling. She's at a casino. So, well, but what a great stunt for Laura to do this, to say, here's a woman who's got a wall on her property. And guess what happened? Anybody want to take a guess? You guys want to take a guess as what happened to Laura Loomer when she jumped the fence into Pelosi's property? Yeah, the cops showed up and escorted her off. They didn't tell her, hey, you can hang around and wait for her to come home. By the way, when she knocked on the door, Laura said, hey, I want a sandwich. I want a sandwich for me and my carnals, my partners. Yeah. I don't know what I wish I'd seen it streaming. I need to keep up with Laura because she's tough to keep up with. But I wish I could have seen it streaming to see what happened. Did like some Mexican lady answer the door? Hello? Hola? Hola? ¿Cómo estás? You know? Yeah, who knows? I think it was a great... I love this type of activism. This is a woman who said, okay, you've got your walls built. I'll talk to you about your walls. Let me go show people where you live. Let us go be disruptive to you. Guess what? They were headed over to Gavin Newsom's house after that. The new governor of California. They were going to go disrupt him. See, this is what leftists don't like. They don't like it when somebody brings the camera and puts it in their faces and showcases their hypocrisy. Look, how in the world can we as conservatives not be making hay when we've got, you know, cameras that fit on the sides of the head of a pin? And we can't go and get people doing their dirty right then and there. I mean, why can't we film every single bureaucrat's home, make a documentary and say, okay, here's Nancy Pelosi. Let's watch her come in and out. Let's watch the gate. And when the gate swings open, just get a horde of people to run in and start asking for stuff, beating on the doors and demanding their rights. Nancy Pelosi, I demand that you educate my kids. Here they are. Take them. Take little Mbuku and Jamal, right? Make them educate them. Make them feed them. Make them clothe them. Make them give them medical care on the spot. And then say, I want my doggone reparations. Just the black folks. You white folks, you can't ask for reparations. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't care how bad we treat you. You can't ask for reparations. White people, you may be 1% of the population one day. You cannot ask for reparations. The leftists will always hold slavery over your head, even though You conservative Republicans, you've never owned a slave, you never will. And your ancestors didn't own any slaves. I'm just saying. That's just the way it is. Because that's leftism. If you ever think leftism is going to give you a reprieve, you better wake up, sister. What else could we have asked? I would have demanded of Pelosi the keys to her car. Oh, she probably didn't even drive. Okay, I'd say, I want your limo. I want your limo. I got to go over to Gavin Newsom's house. I'm going to take my little Guatemalan midgets in the limo over to Gavin's house. We'll be back. Have dinner ready. See, activism. This is what TeaPartyCommunity.org is about. This is why I'm organizing in Arizona to do exactly these types of things, to become active, showcase these leftists, how they live. How you living, leftist? You got a fence? You got a security guards? You riding around in limos pretending not to be rich? Those rich people, rich people, rich people, oh, rich people. As they get picked up in limos, they get flown around in helicopters and all this. The most disingenuous people on the planet. So congratulations to Laura for being active, for getting this stuff done. And it was funny. She and I were talking the other day. I was like, Laura, how are you moving around? She says, Kevin, people put me up in their homes. She goes, people will send me money so I can go to a place to do certain things. She'll just tweet it out. I'm going to go here and do this. And boom, there's $5,000 in her account. I went, man, God bless the people that keep this girl moving around. You know, I look at shows like Hannity and Laura Ingraham, places like, look, this is a woman making the news, telling people, let me show you the hypocrisy. And doesn't, audience gets kicked off of Twitter and doesn't have an audience. She should have an audience three times the size of Hannity, and I'm just using Sean as an example. And she'd be a bigger star with some, you know, with some crafting of the message. Because she knows what to do. These people are sitting back there with 15 producers producing their shows. And Laura says, I have an idea. Let's go get active. Now, I ask you, would you rather watch an episode of Laura Ingraham? And I'm not picking on Laura. I think she's great. Or would you rather watch Laura Loomer go jump in Nancy Pelosi's fence and bring in a bunch of Guatemalans and Central Americans there and asking for a sandwich? I take door number two. Okay, Monty? You guys don't know what I'm talking about. Monty Hall, let's make a deal. Oh, boy. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I saw another story. It was about the NFL. I'm just going to tease it with that. You're not going to want to miss this story about the NFL, okay? And I want to talk about the shutdown. Somebody wrote an article, and he's an insider, was on the Daily Caller, and he talked about the real nature of the government and the shutdown. And I want to go into that. And then I want to talk about some things that people said on Twitter. Look, we're going to have an interesting show. Just hang in there with me, Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I had a choice. Do we have no food for you? Because we have a shutdown. Or do we give you some little quick salads that the first lady will make along with the second lady? They'll make some salads. And I said, you guys aren't into salads. Or do I go out, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, do I go out and send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs?
That's appalling. It seems to me like the president will not be happy until there is not one single female Republican voter in the country. It's incredibly sexist. It also, I mean, I don't know why I'm stuck on this, but Ivanka is not the second lady. She is actually, I don't think she deserves this position. She's actually a senior advisor to the president. So the idea that he would demean her specifically in that way, he shouldn't talk about the first lady that way. We aren't all here to make salads for men. It's disgusting.
I mean, I'm presuming he was talking about Karen Pence when he said second lady.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
No,
she shouldn't be doing it either.
But Scott, look.
That's crazy.
This is one of those things where sometimes what people say when they're being funny exposes exactly.
Exposes what? Oh, he's a sexist. It's funny. They didn't even pick up on the rest of the comment where he says, hey, Lindsey and Tim Scott, should we go out and send out and get some burgers? Is he telling a black man to go get burgers? Is he telling a white dude from South Carolina to go get some burgers for these kids? What? I mean, talk about. That's what I said. We have way too much time on our hands in America to focus on nonsense. And that's what these women at CNN were doing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Triggered Over Salads. President says, yeah, I was thinking about having the first lady and the second lady make some salad. He could have said, I was having thinking about having the vice president make some salads. But it wasn't even meant in the context of what they say. It's how these women listen now. It's how they listen. And let me tell you, in full disclosure, I'm a person who will admit to you that I've listened through the wrong ear. Have you ever had somebody talk to you and say something like, did you take out the trash? And you're like, oh, so it's my task. I'm supposed to take out trash. And they're just asking. They're just asking, did you take out the trash? But you go, oh, and so I'm supposed to be taking out trash. What? It's my trash. What? You trying to make me? And you get all defensive? That's where women are today. It doesn't matter what you say. It's like black folks. When Ross Perot said, well, you know, when you people were blah, blah, blah. And he, what are you people? What are you talking about you people? And Ross Perot's like, you people, it's your issue. You are the people who are I'm talking to. And there was no coming back. Let me give you some advice on how you handle this. When it happens, you say, why are you being so defensive? If I'm talking to you and I say, you people, why are you being so defensive? With this woman, I would say, why are you so offended when the president says, maybe the first lady and the second lady love making salads. You know nothing about them. Why are you so offended? Oh, it's because I'm a woman and women don't do. Okay, great. So what? Are you saying that women are in other words, it's your problem. How can you possibly be? I mean, it drives me crazy when people I will tell you, having been a sufferer of this malady, where everything, and I don't want to say everything, but there are times in your life, particularly in relationships, where maybe you feel like you're doing too much or something. Somebody asks you a simple question, that question can become blown out of proportion because it feels like, you know, it feels like an attack, even if it's not an attack. It puts you on the defensive. Maybe because, I don't know, there's a lot of reasons for that. Talk to Dr. Phil if you need more than this. I ain't Dr. Philip in here. But I'm just saying, it makes you have a sensation of you're under attack. Women, and this is what leftism does. Leftism makes people feel like they have to always be on guard. You get what I'm saying? Whether you're black, whether you're Latino, whether you're a woman, whether you're LGBT, everything, you listen through those ears. You don't listen through human ears any longer. And I think this is, when I analyze my own life and I say to myself, why am I so non-sensitive to these issues of black and white? It's because I don't listen through black ears. I listen through human ears. People are like, you know, man, Kevin, this, that, and the other. And the police and doing this and that. And I'm like, well, what did the guy do? Well, man, I know he resisted and everything, but that didn't mean they had to shoot him. And I'm like, oh, so he was a suspect. He fit the description of a guy that had robbed a bank. The police stopped him. He resisted and then tried to get the gun and he got shot. And I see, yeah, the cops were wrong. You know, no, the cops were not wrong. The cops were right. But I'm just saying, we've become, and I'm telling you, black folks, we are overly sensitive to stuff. And I want you to think about this in a measuring scale, okay? Who are the most sensitive of all? I'm gonna answer for you because I don't want you to work too hard. Black folks, how do we vote? We vote overwhelmingly Democrat. I don't know where in the line of things, but a very sensitive group are leftist women. Okay? Women that, feminists. Okay, let's just call them feminists. I don't want to give them a political affiliation. Feminists overwhelmingly vote for Democrats. In other words, the level of sensitivity, the heightened level of sensitivity you have to a subject, the more likely you are to vote Democrat. It's true. I mean, I think it's a true statement. I'm done. I'm not going to call Frank Luntz and get a focus group, but I believe that. So what we have to do is we have to desensitize people. Now, who's being made to be the most sensitive now across the board? Millennials. Millennials. They're sensitive about everything. They're sensitive about, oh my gosh, you can't talk to me that way. It'll trigger me. Don't do it, please. You know, it's like there's no sexuality there with millennials. They're all, you know, asexual, in my opinion. It's floating. They call it sexual fluidity. Okay. And they talk about things like intersectionality. They talk about things like toxic masculism, masculinity. And in fact, Gillette, a shaver, is telling men to stop with their toxic masculinity, a whole other subject. But I'm just saying, they're sensitizing an entire nation. And look, whether your kids like it or not, they're being sensitized. And so when they sensitize you, when everything bothers you, you only have one way to vote. Democrat, because the only person who can save you is the government. But when you aren't sensitive, when somebody comes up to me and says, Kevin, no, this is over black folks or whatever, and I'm like, man, don't even get out of my face with that. Don't tell me what black people can or can't do or what we're doing or not doing. It's right is right, is wrong is wrong. And if a cop shot a dude and he was, you know, suspected of robbing something and there was a bolo out for somebody to look like him and he resisted, guess what? He got what he deserved. Because if there's a bolo out for me and they say, you look like a dude, man, I'm cooperating. No pulling of the race card. No nonsense. Take me in. Let me call my attorney. We'll get it settled.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump met with the Problem Solvers Caucus to discuss border security and the partial government shutdown. Now, one of the men who was at that meeting, part of that Problem Solvers Caucus, is Democratic Congressman Max Rose. He joins Fox News and says, look, we need to solve this, Democrats and Republicans.
I don't care what political party someone is from, I'll take a seat at the table, and I will continue to sit down at the table to push and push and push to get this government back open.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb attack involving American forces in Syria. Speaking today at the Global Chiefs Mission Conference, Vice President Mike Pence discusses U.S. forces in Syria.
We're now actually able to begin to hand off the fight against ISIS in Syria to our coalition partners, and we are bringing our troops home. The Caliphate has crumbled.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who did? Who cares?
In those two words, you get an idea of why I so like Donald Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Listen. If you are in a radio market and you say, hey, Kevin, when are you going to come to town? We'd love to meet with you. Call the station. Let them know. Say, man, I'd love to meet this guy. Whatever. We'll try to make arrangements to get me there. But we'd love to do it. So anyway, love hearing from you guys too, by the way. So by all means, get a hold of us at KJRadio.com. The show, get it on demand, Spreaker, iTunes, all of it. And let people know. Donald Trump gets called a racist by Ocasio-Cortez, who's an idiot. And, I mean, truly, one of the biggest idiots in politics. But I'm happy she's there. I'm happy she's a Democrat, and I hope they leave her around because you're going to see some fun stuff. But what does Donald Trump say? He says, who cares? And this has been my message to right-thinkers, conservatives, pragmatists all along. Somebody calls you a racist, you're like, I don't care. Call me whatever you want. You know, but here's what you won't call. You won't be able to call me a liar. You won't be able to call me disingenuous, a fraud, because that's exactly what you are. Because, you know, they're the racist. They're the one. So it's easy to prove. And let me tell you, there's going to be a whole media shift over the next 2 years. I'm going to lead part of this revolution. It's going to be a media shift that puts the spotlight where it belongs on the real racists and the real scam artists, the real shysters, all of them. Because they are being exposed in droves. I want you to consider the promises of politicians over the decades, folks. They promise to secure the border. They promise to fix our trade deals. They promised that they would be tough on Russia. They'd be tough on China. They promised, multiple presidents promised to move the embassy to Jerusalem to recognize Israel's, what do they call it, capital or whatever. They promised that they would make NATO pay its dues. They promised that they would bring back factory jobs. That is until Barack Obama. And he says, that's the new norm. It's the new norm. They promised to protect us. Right? They promised that they would make our streets safer. They'd make our schools better. They'd make our postal system more efficient. And on and on. They promise that government is not going to encroach anymore. You know, just promise after promise after promise. And they've not done any of it. Tell me anything that these people have promised that they've delivered on. They promised to make us less dependent on foreign oil. They didn't do it. They promised that we would be, you know, we looked at in the world as a world power, that, that people would respect us. They, we haven't, until, here's my point. Look at any promise that was made. Anything you can dream up. And what Donald Trump did was he said, I'm going to make politicians, the best way to put it, I'm going to make this a career that people admire again. I'll ask you this. Look, I know there are people out there that love congressmen and senators and all that, and the president. They want to be around them. I couldn't care less about these people until Donald Trump brought what I would call to be, you know, true, what's the word I'm looking for? He made me like the world of politics again. There was a time when I respected politicians for being our representatives. I don't know when it happened, but it stopped. I stopped respecting them, and I started having disdain for them. I saw them for who they were. And Donald Trump has brought back this idea that this is a respectable occupation. And it's a very simple thing. He did it by living up to his promises. So every one of the things that we've talked about, from the first thing that he said when he says, I'm going to build a wall, boom, he started doing it. He said, I'm going to take away all this onerous legislation that's stifling business, and I'm going to let businesses flourish. And he did it. He said, I'm going to reduce the taxes. This government can live on a lot less money than we're letting it live on. We're making it too big. So he said, we're going to cut back these departments and so on and so forth. And he's done it. He talked about the moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and people, it'll be World War II. Well, then why were you promising it? If it was going to be Armageddon, why were you promising it? And speaking of Armageddon, think for one second. Go back and just Google Armageddon Pelosi and look at everything that they said would happen with Armageddon. The election of Trump would be Armageddon. The enacting of the tax cuts would be Armageddon. Moving to Jerusalem, moving Israel's embassy to Jerusalem would be Armageddon. And on and on. Everything is going to just destroy the world if it does, if we do it. And what happened? Nothing. Israel's doing fine. The economy is not just doing fine. It's booming. And here's what I want you to understand, and I'm sure you do. These things are booming and happening, and things, great things are occurring while Donald Trump is in the midst of a fight that there's probably nobody else on the planet who could survive. Even though the Democrats know they're lying, I think Ted Cruz would have been toxic waste in the road by now if he'd been elected president. Can you imagine? I'm just saying, Rand Paul, nice guy. I know Rand Paul. I know Ted Cruz. I know Ben Carson. But can you imagine the roadkill they would be right now if they were the president going under all this? But Donald Trump is accomplishing while all this is going on. Now, let's look at all the things that were promised by these politicians. And I'm going to ask you this. Do you remember when you were given a choice over Obamacare? No, neither does anybody. So now the Democrats, who didn't give us a choice over whether or not we would get Obamacare, don't want us to have a wall that will benefit the entire country. It doesn't make you choose between, you know, Trump lotties. You know, if we build this wall, you know, don't worry. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. This wall is not taking anything away from you. In fact, it's going to do nothing except be the first building block of comprehensive immigration reform, which there's nobody who would not agree that if you're going to address comprehensive immigration reform, you must address the issue, which is illegal immigration, and how do you stop that in the best way? And there's nobody who can argue that a wall is the way to do that. But my point about the wall is the same way you got Obamacare is the same way you get this wall. But let's talk about walls for just a second. The San Diego Wall was built in 1992. Illegal immigration went down 92%. In El Paso, they built a wall in 1993. Illegal immigration went down 95%. In Tucson, Arizona, they built a wall in 2000. Illegal immigration went down 90%. In Yuma, Arizona, they built a wall in 2005. Illegal immigration went down 95%. These are not made-up stats by Kevin Jackson for the Kevin Jackson Show for your entertainment. These are the actual stats. So when Democrats come back and say, walls are ineffective, they just tunnel underneath, or whatever, it is nonsense. And by the way, if you, they make it sound like a tunnel is an easy thing to build. If, let me put it to you this way. What's easier, walking across something that has no real barrier or tunneling under a wall? I'm just going to leave that out there for you. Hey, leftists, I'm going to give you a hint. Walking across a non-barrier is a lot easier than tunneling under a wall. Just giving you a hint if when you check that box when it comes up on the test. Now, let's look at the other stuff. Let's go back and take a look at Obamacare. Now, I didn't do the numbers. I haven't run the numbers. But here's what I do remember. I remember it cost $2.1 billion to build a part of healthcare.gov, and it didn't even work. Accenture, I believe, got the contract. And I'm going from memory here. You can check, you know, you guys do the research, but I believe it was $2.1 billion, and we did not have a functional website for people to enroll in Obamacare. You guys do remember we struggled. The big issue was go to healthcare.gov, and well, I know there's been some problem with the website. But we're working on it. And it was during open enrollment, and people couldn't enroll. And then what about these exchanges? Anybody want to go back and look at all the money that was spent on exchanges, and these people are now gone? They're gone. Exchanges are gone. And I'm not talking about gone under President Trump. These exchanges died on the vine during the time of Obama. So, look, we were billions of dollars into a website. Guys, I don't know if you... Web technology is improved quite a bit. And I understand that millions of people can go onto a site. But for this site to not work and cost billions of dollars was a showcase of the incompetency of the Obama administration. Short break. We'll be back to talk more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Longest shutdown in history so far. And I love it. I don't know how you feel about it, but I love it. I love the idea that we've got this bloated government. And we can shut it down and nobody feels the impact. It's impacting less than 1% of the people in this population. 99% of Americans don't feel it at all. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to It's the Kevin Jackson Show. The Daily Caller published an anonymous op-ed at the request of a senior Trump administration official. They wouldn't say who it was because obviously his job might be jeopardized, but it brought so many great points up with respect to this government shutdown and how an insider, someone who thinks differently about government, somebody who says, look, I understand I have a job in government, but it's not promised to me. It's, you know, we're here in a temporary fashion to do what we can to improve the lives of the people who send us here. And then we go home. It's a realist. It's not one of these bureaucrats who becomes a swamp rat who looks at how do I feather my nest no matter what's going on in the world. So what? I take a dollar from every American once a year. They won't miss it. It's only a buck. Yeah, it's only a buck until 50,000 politicians are doing it year after year. And that's what we're up to. I don't know what the number, the target that is on the back of every American because of the mismanagement of our money, the absolute ludicrous fiscal policies of Barack Obama and others before him, but certainly him. He was by far the worst. And we've all got a target on our back, a number that the government says you need to produce for me. But the problem is only half of us are producing. So we've doubled the number because they built so many other people who become non-producers. And by the way, too large of a fraction of them are proud to be non-producers. Anyway, the guy goes on. The senior official says this. As one of the senior officials working without a paycheck, a few words of advice for the president's next move at shuttered government agencies. Lock the door, sell the furniture, and cut them down. Federal employees are starting to feel the strain of the shutdown. I'm one of them. But for the sake of our nation, I hope it lasts a very long time till the government is changed and can never return to its previous form. Don't even get me started. I told you guys, I worked as a government contractor for about 2 years, and I saw how it works, and it's scary bad. I'm not talking about, you know, how what comes out, the end product. I mean, the end product is so overpriced. In the private sector, there's nothing that the government builds that I promise you in the private sector cannot be built for half. And you have money to blow, money to burn. You could build it for half. There's nothing, I repeat, nothing the government builds that you couldn't build for half. And then when you look at the contracting, it is unbelievable how many ways you can hide money. It would never be allowed in the private sector. People would go to jail for it. But I'm not going to go into that right now. Anyway, he says, the lapse in appropriations is more than a battle over a wall. It's an opportunity to strip wasteful government agencies for good. And see, I've been telling people, I think Donald Trump sees that. He's not looking at this is about a wall. He's looking at this to say, no, get this government shut down. Let me show the American people that you won't miss it. And then I'm going to go in and fix it. I'm going to look at every one of these agencies that's been shut down and say, you know what? We had a bunch of people on furlough and we didn't even miss them. And you know what? If it impacts the unemployment numbers for a bit, so be it. We are right now, if you were a government employee and you wanted to leave to go do something productive, this is your time. You're never going to have a better time. He says, on the average day, roughly 15% of employees around me are exceptional patriots serving their country. I wish I could give the competitive salaries to them and no one else. But 80% feel no pressure to produce results. If they don't feel like doing what they're told, they don't. Why would they? We can't fire them. They avoid attention, plan their weekend, schedule their vacation, their second job, their next position. Some do this in the same position for more than a decade. And there was a side note in the article that had government employees that watch porn, play games, etc. Anyway, he goes on to write this. They do nothing that warrants punishment, nothing of external value. That is their workday. Errands for the sake of errands. Administering, refining, following, collaborating on process. And in the quotes he says, process is your friend, is what delusional civil servants tell themselves. Even senior officials must gain approval from every rank across their department, other agencies and work units for basic administrative chores. We are in what they call analysis paralysis or process paralysis, whichever you choose. I'm not reading from him anymore, but I'm telling you how government works and how some big companies work. But see, here's what big companies do. They hire a consultant like myself, and they say, Kevin, come in and look at our process. And as a consultant, I come in and look at your process, and I say, look, this person wants to know when the, you know, when this report can be finished. And they have to get 5 approvals. But what we've noticed is pretty much there's a rubber stamp on 99.9. So this person may do 100,000 approvals a year, and they have to get, you know, somebody to approve it. But in 99, only in, say, 100 cases, were they ever, did they ever really need to be checked? So what we did was we pulled those 100 cases, and we said, what is the exception that makes these have to be checked? And so we streamlined it by saying anything that does not have this exception are automatically approved by the user. And we did that was a true case where we did that in a company where this woman always had to get this approval. And it was a bottleneck in the process. And we go, why is this there? Well, we just want to make sure this, that, and the other. And I go, yeah, but in 99.9% of the cases, she's right. It's only in these accepted cases that somebody goes, oh, yeah, we have to pull this one out. So we did. We pulled it out and said, okay, in these exceptions, we'll look at it. And we increased the productivity in that area, I mean, exponentially. And it was a no-brainer. I mean, look, it's not rocket science. But this is what these people have to go through. It says, process is what we serve. Process keeps us safe. Process is our core value. It takes a lot of people to maintain the process. Process provides jobs. In fact, there are process experts and certified process managers who protect the process. Then there are the 5% with moxie, career managers. At any given time, they can change, clarify, or add to the process, even to distort or block policy counsel for the president. Saboteurs, peddling opinion as research, tasking their staff on pet projects, or pitching wasteful grants to their friends. Most of my career colleagues actively work against the president's agenda. This means I typically spend about 15% of my time on the president's agenda and 85% of my time on trying to stop sabotage. And we have no power to get rid of them until the shutdown. So I want to stop there for just a second and tell you, the shutdown is like a blank slate. It's a time for the president to look at everything he's been wanting to do and understand why it didn't happen or how it didn't happen and figure things out. It couldn't have come at a better time. Now, he goes on to say this. Due to the lack of funding of he or she, many federal agencies are now operating more effectively from the top down on a fraction of the workforce, with only select essential personnel serving national security tasks. One might think this is how government should function. But bureaucracies operate from the bottom up, a collective of self-generated ideas. Ideas become initiatives formalized into offices. They seek funds from Congress, become bureaus, sub-agencies, and maybe one day grow to be their own independent agency like ours. The nature of a big administrative bureaucracy is to grow to serve itself. I watch it and I fight it daily. When the agency is full, employees held liable for poor performance respond with threats, lawsuits, complaints, and process in at least a dozen offices, taking years of mounting paperwork with no fear of accountability, extending their careers while no real work is done. Do we succumb to such extortion? Yes. We pay them settlements, we waive bad reviews, and we promote them. Many government agencies have adopted the position, the more the complaints are good because it shows inclusion in, you guessed it, the process. When complaints come, it is cheaper to pay them off than to hold public service accountable. The result, people accused of serious offenses are not charged. Self-proclaimed victims are paid by you, the American taxpayer. Folks, be happy about this shutdown. It is going to vet things that you never would have discovered had you not had a president like Donald Trump. We'll be back in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.